Welcome to Red Meat, a collection of the tastiest tidbits from Odyssey's conservative news talk radio stations across the country, a place where we're not afraid to dig in. The Great Big Beautiful Budget Bill is controversial among conservatives, but Border Czar Tom Homan says passing it is essential for ICE to carry out the promises Donald Trump made about securing the border.
He is the nation's most prominent voice on immigration and border policy.
Here's more with Homan from WBEN Radio.
Democrats revere him. Republicans revere him. He is the go-to name on all immigration and border. He's also the current border czar for the President of the United States. Director Tom Homan, sir, thank you for your service to the country. And more importantly, thank you for your time and your service to the country.
Hey, appreciate you having me. I actually started in 1984, so I just hit over 40 years. So
40 years.
Been at this a long time.
Well, you know, we were just talking about Buffalo enforcement and removal operations, and there's 62 counties in New York State. You cut your teeth. You grew up outside of Fort Drum, spent some time in Kelsey and myself, know that area real well. But, you know, a chunk of this state, and no one in the media wants to talk about what these men and women are doing, but they are pulling some dangerous, dangerous people off our streets each and every day.
And they absolutely are. And Buffalo's doing a great job along with, we got one office in Buffalo and the other office in New York City. And they're both fighting a good fight. And of course, you got a governor that doesn't support ICE, and your two senators in New York don't support ICE. So they're out there arresting bad guys every day. And with all the hate coming to them right now, I wish people would just go to the website, go to ICE.gov, and look at the number of people they've removed. There are public safety threats and national security threats. Every day, the men and women of ICE are making our community safe. Every day, every illegal alien criminal they remove makes our neighborhood safer. And that's what people need to be concentrating.
Yes, sir. I want to talk about this big, beautiful bill. The Senate's got their whack at it. The House sent a version. The Senate now has been cutting it up. Now we're starting to get a little bit into the minutia of where this money is going to go. Overall, it's $46.5 billion. That's over 4 years. But if we break down, there's a couple of things here that really, I think, are what I've heard you publicly talk about for a long time. We've talked about the asylum process. Now the Senate wants to put a fee on people that are seeking asylum. That fee is $1,000 per asylum seeker. I'm looking at some of the reporting now of what that would do. Here's what we're finding out. I think the number is 94% of people seeking asylum are rejected for asylum. Because when you peel back the onion, sir, it turns out that they're talking about they're leaving their country for economic reasons. That's not what asylum was designed to be, and that would be a disqualifying factor for asylum. But putting a fee onto it makes sure that America's still honoring its promise to take care of people that are in fear of their lives, but it whittles down a lot of the BS that we're hearing from, according to the immigration judges, 94%.
You're exactly right. It depends on the country, but if you look at overall around the world, clearly, based on immigration court data in the last 10 years, 9 out of 10 people who claim asylum enter this country get an order of removal. They're not awarded asylum because they're not escaping fear and persecution from the home government because of race, religion, political affiliation. They're coming here for a job. They're coming here for a better life. And I get that, but that's not asylum. So exactly right. Over the last 10 years, look at the data. 9 out of 10 so-called asylum seekers will end up with an order of removal, which is why President Trump is right by having a massive deportation operation. We just spent 4 years of historic illegal immigration, where over 10.5 million people came to our border, majority of them claim asylum. We know that 90% of them, at least 9 out of 10 of them, get an order of removal. If we don't execute those orders and remove them, then what the hell are we doing? Might as well just shut down the immigration court. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Take the border, draw off the border. There's no more consequence in this country legally. So there has to be a massive deportation operation, which is why we need the big, beautiful bill passed. We need money for beds. We need money for officers. We need money for transportation. We're doing a great job right now being efficient as we can with the money we have, but we're already in the hole. I think ICE is in the hole $500 million already. We're funded at 41,000 beds. We've got 56,000 in detention. We need Congress to act quickly and pass that bill so we can keep President Trump's promise to American people to keep that border secure and to run this deportation operation, again, concentrating, prioritizing on public safety threats. That's exactly what we're doing.
You know, I heard you in an interview. You made a point that it was like a light bulb went off. You were talking about why, you know, we say this in New York State all the time, here in Buffalo and Cheektowaga, these hotels are being used. The amount of money that went towards these hotels. And then I looked at the big, beautiful bill. almost $12 billion for ICE, and that will give us a capacity of 115,000. So you talk about the 40,000 we currently have. That brings our capacity to 115,000, but it also increases the court liaisons, ICE agents in general. But I'm thinking to myself, you made the point of the reason why Border Patrol had to release all the, they could have kept them right there. They could have built tent cities at the border. They could have put them on a cot. They would have seen an immigration judge sooner. But the incentive was to fly them everywhere, put them in the hotels, and delay the process. That was what the intention was all along, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't mismanagement. It wasn't incompetence. They knew exactly what they were doing. They're playing the long game. They knew if they put them in an ICE bed at $127 a night, they'd get a hearing within about 35 days. 9 out of 10 would lose a case and they'd be sent home. That's not what they wanted. They wanted to release them, put them in a hotel room at $500 a night, which puts them on the 90-day docket, which their hearings now are 3, 5, 7 years out. And by that time, they're hoping, okay, maybe we have another Democratic administration, we can award these people amnesty. This is about selling this country out for future political power. They think these people are future Democratic voters. They actually, and look, like when Biden signed over 90 executive orders abolishing everything President Trump did, and we did to create the most secure border ever, he also overturned the Trump census rule, so millions of people being released in these sanctuary cities counted in the next census, which means what? It means more House in the more seats in House for the Dems. They sold this country out for future political power. There's no other reason to unsecure a border.
So we got the $12.4 billion that's for 8,000 new Border Patrol agents, but it also includes drones and sensors. And one of the things we hear from so many political people is, you know, the wall, what's the point of the wall? We got $17 billion for wall construction, but the technology, why don't we use what other countries use for technology? So right now at the border, there will be no more a borrowing of technology. They're going to have their own 21st century, fifth generation tech, and that comes with drones and sensors and wall construction. $12.4 billion for 8,000 agents and that technology. That's a completely different Border Patrol than we had 4 years ago.
Yeah, and it's going to make, look, we got the most secure border in the history of this nation right now. And to make that permanent, we need to finish the job, right? So we got DOD down there, we got other agencies down there trying to fill the gaps. But every place a border wall has been built, every place, illegal immigration declined, illegal drug flow declined. What Joe Biden did is not only stop the construction of the wall that's already constructed, he stopped the technology being placed in that, which did a lot of things. It would tell us if someone's approaching the wall, someone's climbing the wall, someone's digging under the wall. It also allowed Border Patrol agents to communicate to one another. There's a lot of dead zones on the southern border where Border Patrol agents can't talk to one another, which is a huge officer security issue. So Joe Biden stopped the technology. So the big, beautiful bill is going to finish the technology in the existing wall and the new wall. And like I said, every place to build a wall, illegal immigration went down. There's some place we can't build a wall. Big Bend National Park. The land, it's just, you just can't build a wall there. So we need technology to do a virtual fence there so we can capture traffic coming through there. The technology is also going to be used at the port of entries. We want legal trade. We want folks to come through port of entry with their goods. We want legal trade. But to move that traffic faster, at the same time trying to catch a contraband being smuggled, we need the latest technology to do that. And that's also going to add for that. So the technology on the border is well overdue. We've been begging for it for 20 years. So this big, beautiful bill gives them the technology to do that.
You know, there's one thing in here that irritates me, and that's the acknowledgement that under the previous administration, we stopped genetically testing underaged children with the adults that they were crossing the border with. And I'm just trying to think of what the administrative reasons that would be. This bill contains $3 billion in biometric IDs, which, by the way, eliminates the fake name. I don't have my papers. I don't know where I'm from. Hey, I got you in the system now. And when you pop up in this system and I scan your eye, I have your biometrics. I'm going to be able to find you no matter where you travel across the world or in the United States illegally. But the idea that we're not testing the you say that this is your kid, and then we separate that kid from the adult, we have no evidence that it is your kid. Why would the Biden administration stop genetically testing adults with minors at the border?
Because their goal is to move as many illegal aliens in this country as they could. Again, because they foresee a future political play on this. And look, I'm with you. Under Trump 45, we did DNA testing. And we did some pilot programs as high as, I think it was El Paso. We did a pilot program in El Paso and found that one third of the families weren't families. The person claimed to be the mother and father, no relative compared to DNA analysis. Now, what have we done now since Trump's back in power? We reinstituted DNA across the board. And it's going to save children being trafficked in this country. There are HSI, part of ICE, they've done several large-scale investigations where these children, some of these children under Biden administration, were rented by the cartels to, you know, unrelated male adults, female adults, to pose as a family. As soon as they got across the border, got released, the child was sent back to be re-rented again. Who knows what hell these children went through? But under Biden administration, a 500,000 children, that's not a made-up number, I think the number is actually 516,000 children were smuggled in this country. And they lost track of over 300,000 of them. Now, since Trump's been back in office, we've found and rescued thousands of them. We're still looking for that. But I pushed for that, the biometric and the DNA testing hard in the beginning of this administration, because I know based on numerous investigations done by ICE, some of these children are in forced labor. Some of these children are forced sex slavery. And we're out there trying to save these children out, trying to locate them. And because of the missing biographic and biometric and all this information, we can't find a lot of these children. Because you and I both, you know, like you and I got a footprint, right? We own homes, we own cars, we got credit cards. We can find you. But how do you find a child who don't have that digital footprint? We got to count on the digital footprint of the sponsor. And the last administration, they didn't vet these sponsors properly. They didn't do DNA testing. They didn't even fingerprint a lot of them. So we're out looking for a ghost, and that's what's making this job so hard. So that's why we're pushing so hard on this bill. This bill's going to give us the resources we need to find as many of these children as possible.
So paying for heightened border security and deportations is one issue, but the impact on the economy of losing illegals is another. Here, Tara Servatius of WORD Radio lays out why American incomes are up.
Bureau of Economic Analysis reported personal income increased for the month by 0.8, almost a percent in a month. That is staggering. Un-buff-freaking-leavable. 0.8 for the month? Well, what's that for the year if we continued? 9.6% annualized rate of wage increase. Let me repeat that. So this is across the board. 9.6% annualized rate of potential wage increases. And Lee and I were like, wow. The only way that could be possibly caused has got to be, and I said at the time, and it turns out I was right, I've got the proof this morning, that's got to be employers watching Trump begin to do immigration raids, and now they're like, I'm afraid to hire illegals, and they're having to hire Americans, they have to pay more. That's unbelievable. I mean, a guy only came in office January 20th. We're on track for a 9.6 annualized rate of potential wage increases. What is that? That is us getting back what was stolen from us. Never forget what I tell you. What is illegal immigration really for employers? It's evil. J.D. Vance said it. Hotels in particular, evil. Evil monopoly man starts with S and ends with T. I played you the audio. It is a tax evasion scheme. You take somebody in, you pay them, you artificially flood the workforce, busting down wages artificially. That's problem number one. Problem number two, you don't have to pay taxes. It is a tax evasion scheme. It is lawless. It is illegal. And it's awful. Awful. Let me give you an example of how we got to a nine, we are on track for a 9.6% annual raise in our wages. We gained almost a percent in a month. That's incredible wage gain. And again, we're just getting back what was stolen through illegal immigration by our elites. Headline, NBC News. How a city in Nebraska is recovering after the state's largest worksite immigration raid. It's a meatpacking plant. We're told Americans will not work in a meatpacking plant. We used to, though. How'd it go? Oh, it's terrible. They had to shut down. No? Wait, they didn't have to shut down? From NBC, y'all, out of Omaha, Nebraska. quote, every seat in the waiting area of Glen Valley Foods was occupied with people filling out job applications early Thursday afternoon, 2 days after the meatpacking plant became the center of the largest worksite immigration raid in the state of Nebraska so far this year. It was before Trump said, oh, we're not going to raid those anymore. Screw you, Americans. Hate to put it that way, but that's where we are. And he explained that GOP donors are calling him. They can't find anybody. Well, sure looks like they can in Nebraska. What happened here, folks? Well, if your wage costs go up 1% in a month, every GOP donor is calling Trump going, do you see what I'm having to pay in wages? What am I going to do? You're going to obey the law. That's what you're going to do. Do you know what I looked this up, Center for Immigration Studies, average illegal immigrant cost us over their lifetime here? $62,000 to $320,000. Why? We have to pay for the healthcare costs. Why? Because employers have sloughed it off onto us. As they hire them for less, do the tax evasion scheme, and then we have to pay because they're not paying. Guess where the money goes? Pads their profit line. It's evil. And I know what happened. Trump has had an unbelievable success. How do we know? Unbelievable article in the New York Post. One million illegal immigrant workers have left. They're gone. They're gone bye-bye. Why? They self-deported. They self-deported. That's why. And that is why Americans got an almost 1% raise in a single month. That's how much has been stolen from us. And that is why Trump's phone is ringing off the hook from these employers going, I want to keep my illegals. And that is where he made a mistake. And he did. It's a mistake. Oh, well, okay. I'm going to let the hotel industry, because I own hotels, and the farming industry keep their illegals. Well, as The Hill reported this weekend, he was bombarded, as I said he would be, with calls from GOP donors. He said, wait, we got to keep our illegals in the restaurant industry. So he said, okay, restaurants too. Internal memo went out, it is real, to stop workplace raids. What is that? Joe Biden's exact policy to the T. I did not vote for Joe Biden. I did not vote for him. I worked hard to beat him. This has to stop, folks. There has to be hard pushback against this. Why? Because think about this success Trump has had. 1 million illegals, according to New York Post, self-deported. Self-deported! And what did they hear from Trump? Oh, don't go home. Wait, stay. No, hold on. Stay here. Vote Democrat. Stay here. Help these rich fat cats who live lives you and I will never live. Pad their wages. Look, folks, I took Biden to the woodshed for this for 4 years, and I'll be damned if I'm going to watch Trump do it. I'll be damned if I'm going to watch Trump do it. And he's trying to cover for it by saying, oh, we're going to target blue cities. We're going to do raids. Great. We should be doing that anyway. That does not mean red areas and GOP donors get to hire them and keep them for their factories because they wrote a check to the right party. That is worse and more cynical than what the Democrats did. Shame on him. Stunning success by President Trump. 1 million illegals have self-deported, according to the New York Post. 0.8% rise in wages in a single month. That puts us on track for 9.6% rise in wages across the board. It happened again in May, 0.4%. So we're talking about 1.2% rise in wages for Americans. 2 months, that's 8 weeks. That's stunning. And it shows you the scale of what's been stolen from us through illegal immigration, pocketed by the fat cats of Wall Street. And don't tell me, whoa, I couldn't afford meat. Oh, yes, you can. You know why? We are broke because we print the money to pay for their health care and their housing and every other darn thing. And their flights into this country and their iPhones. Because illegal immigration is a tax evasion scheme. And So Donald Trump put out a truce. He got blistered, as he should have, by our side. He put out a truce social post saying, listen, I'm doubling and tripling down. I'm raiding blue cities. Okay. That's good. Let me tell you why. The illegals have gone behind enemy lines, post-American territory that is blue cities to hide. Democrats invited them there. That is why they like the imagery of the Mexican flag waving, car fire setting lunatic. Because it tells the illegals, come behind enemy lines, hide here, we'll protect you with violence if necessary. To see Trump reward that by ending the immigration raids, Biden's exact policy, no difference between the two. Other than that, we're told GOP donors were calling and so I guess now it's if you write a check, then you don't get raided. How do you think that's going to fly in court? Democrat judges are going to use the Equal Protection Clause so fast, your head will spin and you know what's going to hurt? They'll be right. You can't do that. You can't target blue areas and get rid of their illegals, but let your fat cat donors keep theirs. Mm-mm. Nope. No can do. Trump's going to lose in court on that, and he deserves to. We don't operate that way as a country. I would blister Biden for this, and I would be an absolute hypocrite to sit here and put up with it from Trump. Now, he's right about one thing. The illegals have gone behind enemy lines. They're hiding there. And as he explained, the Democrats are using them, trying to keep them there because they want them counted in the census. And Rich Bear's pollster, we've had him many times on the show, is very highly accurate pollster, by the way, in the last election, said, look, it has cost us 27 seats that we have lost because they're counting illegals in the census in Democrat areas. Trump is right to go in there and extract them. And he's doing that. And he's double and triple down on it. Good. Fantastic. But that's only one side of the coin. And he knows this. We got to get the illegals out of red areas. We can't just let the fat cat GOP donors keep them. Those are Bush donors. Some of the most destructive donors in a country. So they don't care about the future of the country. They don't care if they end up living in a Chinese-style one-party system, which is where we're going. You leave the illegals in the red states, let me tell you, you get an amnesty. Oh my gosh, we're going to wake up in America where South Carolina is purple on the blue of on the verge of blue. We're going to have Democrat governors here. We're going to have Democrat mayors we never had before. That's the price, and Trump knows it. So yes, get them out of the blue cities. But the problem is, if you only do raids in blue cities, where do you think they're going? Big blue state, they're coming here. Democrats win by default the other way. They have to go. We need a visa exit system. And you know what? If we do not have enough agriculture workers or meatpacking workers, I don't believe that, okay? We should do these jobs for the right amount of money. We can use visas. That's okay. If truly we have a need, we can use visas. That's the legal way. We can background them and vet them. We are not doing it this way. Not doing it this way. Listen to this last night. Tom Homan confronted, he's Trump's deportation czar, by case. Some of you are saying, this isn't true, Tara. Trump would never. Yes, he did. They stopped the raids. Kayleigh McEnany confronted Tom Homan about it. All he could do was flap his lips. He doesn't even know. You can tell he doesn't even know what to say here.
You know, Tom, on the notion of work sites, which you mentioned, the New York Times reported last week that there was an email that went out to DHS saying, effective today, please hold on all work site enforcement investigations, agriculture and meat packing. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed the guidance. Trisha McLaughlin saying, we will follow the president's direction. So is that the new guidance this hour, that we will not see these workplace raids, if you will?
Look, like everything else, presidents prioritize public safety threats and national security threats. When it comes to work sites, we prioritize those operations too. Many places where we target the work site enforcement operations, it has to do with forced labor trafficking, sex trafficking, and criminal investigations where they're funding, they're not paying taxes, it's tax evasion, or they're funding.
She's got the memo right there. It says to stop the raids. In other words, what's he saying? Well, we might still raid some work sites if there's sex trafficking or, you know, like worker trafficking by the cartels. Nope, not what I voted for. And it won't work either. We're still going to end up a one-party system like China. But the good news is Trump got blistered to holy hell over this, as he should have. Axios is reporting, I hope this is true. They are the only ones who have it, and they're left-leaning sites, so who knows? Trump gets back behind raids in immigration whiplash. We will see. Trump surprised immigration hardliners last week with his administration announcing it will pause some immigration raids. No, it was all of them. That's what the memo said. That were hurting the agriculture and hospitality industries. He added restaurants to that. Then just as quickly, the MAGA pendulum swung back. Trump said that a new wave of raids would target immigrants in Democrat-run cities. And Monday, there were signs that farms, hotels, and restaurants again would be subject to raids. Signs. We don't know yet. That memo is still in effect. And that was a nice dodge by Homan. Oh, well, we'll hit the employers if they happen to be involved in sex trafficking. We know what they just want, sex traffic. So we need to keep the pressure up. Why am I doing this? Why am I saying this? This is not good for my ratings, to tell you the truth, because I know so many of you listen to the show for show prep. Do not cover for this man. Do not say, oh, Trump's wise. He knows. No. No, this is very nakedly obvious what he was doing. He got a lot of calls from donors, and they were not happy. And they're going to have to pay these wages now. They're going to have to pay for the health care like they would if it's Americans. They're going to have to pay for the Social Security like they would if it's Americans. They're going to have to pay the taxes. They don't want to pay the taxes to hire Americans. They want you to pay. They want to print some money to pay for all of it, to pay for the illegals. While they pocket the cash, they are stealing from us. No, I will pay more for meat now so that we don't have to print money later to pay for some illegal's health care when his hand gets mangled in one of your stupid machines. I'm not paying it. That's not my problem. That's on the employer. He pays that. If I got to pay a few cents more for a steak, then you know what? So be it. If I have to eat less steak a month, so be it. I do not want my children to be slaves to a Chinese-style one-party system, and that is the price. But this is why you got to watch Trump. You got to watch him. But I hope Axios has this right. They're the only ones reporting it right now. The only one. So let's hope the raids are back on. By the way, that interview with Homan was last night, less than 12 hours ago. He was still saying, well, you know, we might make it into some of these workplaces if there's sex trafficking or illegal human trafficking. Nope, not good. Not good. Nope. We don't just do immigration enforcement in Democrat areas. I blistered by you.
If deportation efforts are making American workers richer, why are Democrats criticizing? Listen in as Newell Norman at WWL Radio in New Orleans discusses the response from some Democratic politicians who he believes are trying to interfere with legitimate law enforcement activities and are making performative gestures for political gain.
So yesterday, the Border Patrol released some numbers, May 2025. And one of the categories were how many illegal aliens were released into the interior of the United States. You'll be happy to know that number was zero. It was down from last May, the previous administration, which released 62,000 in the month of May. In May 2025, the Border Patrol encountered 8,725 illegal aliens crossing the southwest border between the ports of entry. This was a 93% decrease from May of 2024, when Border Patrol encountered 117,905 aliens. The CBP's total number of encounters nationwide, including at the ports of entry, averaged approximately 952 per day in May, a 2% decrease from April of 2025. This was the second lowest average daily number of CBP encounters in history. Along the southwest border in May 2025, CBP's total number of encounters decreased 93% from May of 2024. And the story goes on and on and on in each and every category of the significant reductions as it relates to illegal immigrant entry into this country. And guess what? This is amazing. Contrary to what Democrats would have you believe, we did it without immigration reformation. We just simply enforced the rules and the laws on the books. It's amazing. Because everyone would have had you believe that unless we did something to the laws that were on the books, we would never be able to achieve what's being achieved today. In fact, we would never be able to bring about a sense or a landscape of compliance or anything like that. We would never be able to change the mindset of the immigrant desiring to come to this country. And to the contrary, what it's beginning to reveal month after month here is that they're paying attention. They understand that this enforcement is real. We mean what we say. And we do it. We have over 1 million people that have now self-deported out of the country. We have folks that are simply not trying to come in because they know they're not going to be given the free pass. We have Democrat states and cities that have decided when their economies are hurt by the plethora of social services that they originally gave to the illegal community in their states, that they're now retreating off of that, they're beginning to see that once you remove the carrot, you remove the desire. Isn't it hypocritical, though, how important this was to the life and limb of all of these folks that they be provided these services? But the moment in time that they came to the revelation that everyone said was going to happen, that they wouldn't be able to afford to finance these services, when they reached that decision point, what did they decide? To eliminate them. To eliminate the services. And everyone else is a bad person for having said on the front end, you're not going to be able to afford this. It's going to come back and bite you. It cannot happen. The numbers are going to be astronomical. They're not talking about that, though, right? They're not talking about that as they're trying to break into press conferences, as they're trying to demand from Border Patrol agents a warrant, an arrest warrant. I'll let the arm go of this illegal when you present an arrest warrant. Who are these people? And what rights do they feel that they have to stand in the way of legitimate legal law enforcement activities, and then they are upset when they get handcuffed and taken off? And then, of course, you have the governor of the state of New York having stepping in and making sure that the charges are not enforced and that they're immediately dropped, which is what they do for everybody, right? They do that for citizens each and every day, right? You stand in the way of an arrest. You get taken down. You're put on your chest. You're handcuffed. You're taken to jail. And bam, Kathy Hochul's right there to make sure that you get out. We've heard all this conversation about privilege, right? Well, it seems to me that these folks are trying to take advantage and exercise elected official privilege, that they get to stand in the way of law enforcement, stand in the way of arrests being made. Hell, there are states out there, including this one, that has provided an ambit of protection, a piece of landscape that you cannot penetrate while they are effecting an arrest, or you will be arrested, handcuffed, and taken to jail. Now, these folks that we elect to public office, can they read? Can they comprehend what the law actually says and what it means? All of a sudden, when it comes to the illegal alien community, all of that goes by the wayside, and the administration is a collective group of tyrants that are simply enforcing the laws. And they're demanding of them certain things that are not required. I would suggest to these elected officials that they stop watching as much CSI as they're watching these days in the belief that these individuals are required to have an arrest warrant when dealing with some of these violators. Not the case. They're misleading you. They must think that we are actually stupid. Now, Senator Alex Padilla, he's unbelievable. He's on the floor of the Senate yesterday talking about this horrific experience that he had as he tried to bully his way into a press conference. Now, he claims he was escorted. It's funny, go back and watch the video. If you're escorted, why are you having to push people out of your way? Why are you flailing your arms trying to get and clear a path for yourself if you're being escorted? Doesn't identify himself until the tide turns on him, where his physical size is no longer an issue. And you have two or three agents that are standing in his way, pushing him back. All the while, never compliant. If he would simply have complied, he wouldn't have been taken down to the ground. He wouldn't have been placed on his chest. He probably would have been handcuffed, and rightfully so, until they could determine exactly who this guy was and what his intentions were, which is what happens on the street thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times each and every day. I recall when I was sworn in at the U.S. Supreme Court to be able to practice before that court in a not-so-distant past. And there were folks that decided that they were going to stand up during some argument that was being presented on a case, and they decided that they were going to disrupt the United States Supreme Court. Well, you know what happened? They were immediately dragged to the ground, handcuffed, dragged across the floor of the Supreme Court building, and dragged out of that forum, which is what should have happened to these individuals. And I didn't see Muriel Bowser or any other Democratic leader standing up for these individuals that were doing that, because it is the wrong thing to do. One would think that when we elect people to the U.S. Senate, that these individuals would recognize that this type of behavior should be beneath them. And then the audacity to go to the Senate floor and cry about the experience. Really? You were the one that decided to take the risk. And it's absolutely incredible how Democrats are responding to this, right? The country is falling apart. This is executive authority, especially in the Department of Homeland Security, running out of control, said Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota. Do the member of Congress need security details to defend themselves from the executive branch? God, I hope not. Well, if you mind your own business and you want something to say, you have the forum to say it. You have one of the most incredible forums in the world to express your dissatisfaction of anything. It's called the floor of the U.S. Senate. It's certainly not barging in or grabbing hold of an illegal alien and demanding of law enforcement certain things that you have no standing. You don't represent that individual. You're a candidate for mayor of the city of New York. You are just looking for publicity. This is all performative. But we're running out of control. Who's running out of control? The only reason you need to defend yourself and have security is because you're acting like a jackass, plain and simple. And you're trying to convince this country otherwise? You must think we are stupid. As Representative Mike Lawler, a Republican from New York, said, why don't y'all just stop using this as a means of self-promotion in an effort to make yourself relevant in advance of an election? Absolutely true. But to Democrats, the images of the suit and tie clad Mr. Landner being manhandled showed a chilling turn in the country's politics. Really? No, what has changed is that you've decided to get between yourself, between an illegal alien and law enforcement, who's there, ironically, and this is truly ironic, enforcing the laws that you and others, as members of Congress, placed on the books. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, who has totally lost his mind as the Democratic House leader, the aggressive targeting of Democratic elected officials by the Trump administration will invariably result in law-abiding public servants being marked for death by violent extremists. Targeting? You're the ones creating the disruption. Who's targeting you? The truth be told, most of you are so inconsequential that these law enforcement agents that are working in the field, they don't even know who the hell you are. They have no idea that you are a senator or a House member or otherwise. Why should they? Because in their life, you are of no consequence. They're out there trying to do a job that they've taken an oath to do, to enforce the laws of the federal government. You decided that you want to step in the way of them exercising that authority, not them targeting you. Act like an ass and you're going to be treated like an ass. Plain and simple. I ask again, where are these people from? Ladner, the candidate for the mayor of the city of New York, you know, he's running, I don't know, probably close to dead last in the polls. So we're going to use federal law enforcement officers, put their lives at risk, and act like the ass. I'm not going to release this individual until you show me an arrest warrant. Really? No, that's not how this works, dude. You're going down. You have no standing here. You have no role here. You don't get to stand between law enforcement and a violator. It doesn't work that way. You want to talk about anarchy? That's the best picture of it. You want to talk about degrading a democracy? You're seeing it live in living color. When they decide what you have the legal authority to do or not based on their whim, and then they want to go to the Senate floor and cry like a baby, I guess he suffered from PTSD, being put down on the ground on his chest and handcuffed. Really? Are you kidding me? This is an absolute joke. And if they don't think that they are stoking the fire of fools out there that want to do the same silly crap that you're doing every moment of every day, and that you might be the individual that will suffer the consequences of somebody else's idiocracy, you've lost touch with reality. You have lost touch with the reality. And I'll remind these members of Congress, you have the most powerful forum in the country. You have a place, the sacred halls of Congress. And I will remind you of how you described that in the aftermath of January 6th, to say exactly what you need to say about anything that's going on in this country. And you can do so with safety and security and without putting anybody else at risk, namely my brothers and sisters in law enforcement across this country. Eat a smart pill. Look yourself in the mirror, because you are making a fool of yourself and you're making this country look like we are a band of idiots.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Red Meat. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button for your favorite tasty assortment of conservative audio. And follow your local Odyssey talk station to get shows from these hosts delivered daily wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay hungry.